Uncle C back in the office, and in this video we're going to be discussing the six strange, almost secret benefits of NoFap that I see countless men experience time and time again. And as I uncover these six secret benefits, not only is this coming from my own experience, which is one man, but when I took a look today at my analytics chart, I've had over 4,600 men enroll into various products such as the Masculinity Blueprint Accelerator or other different, you know, offers that I've ran. And you know, for some business owners out there, they may think that that's not a super big clientele. I mean, me on the other hand, I think it's pretty kick-ass. But the point I'm trying to make is that this is not just my woo-woo thoughts and my woo-woo experiences. What this is actually thousands and thousands of men that have archived their testimonials, their experiences. Like, this is actually factual proof. So as we discuss these six benefits, these are going to be the hidden ones that are not very talked about. Because if you're the type of man who has, you know, struggled with breaking his, you know, addiction to dirty websites or things like that, not only do I personally feel like this is one of the keys to help you become a full stack masculine man, but I truly do believe that this is going to help you detach from the preconceived notions and social conditioning that you've lived in throughout this world that has had you a slave to certain desires. Now, before we begin, fellas, I wanted to quickly announce that within this past 30 days, me and my brother have ran one insane promo that we're closing off once I get too busy. And what that is a free one-to-one consult with Cole to potentially work one-to-one with me inside of the Men's Full Stack 1%er Masculinity Blueprint version 2 product. What I've recently added to this is 20 specific masculinity questions. And after I see your answers to those specific survey questions, we're actually going to hop on a one-to-one call, you and me, and I'm going to really diagnose and dissect where are the areas you must improve in order to truly break through into the next level of your masculinity. Enough on that, let's actually dive in. What are these six benefits? How can I cut to the meat and beans right now as fast as I can instead of run my damn mouth? Number one, what I've noticed through thousands of students is that it becomes a hell of a lot easier to break other addictions. In my entire life, I have never seen a man who gets on, like, you know, NoFap or starts to detach from dirty websites and things of that nature. I've never seen him stop right there. Every single time I've watched that man go into other areas in his life to break certain addictions. This could be constant binging of fast food. This can be constantly rolling into a caloric surplus and gaining weight. Okay, I've oftentimes seen men cut out pot or other drugs, and not only that, I regularly see men cut out booze. Keep in mind, these were certain addictions that held these men hostage on a daily basis. And what happens is when they've actually started retaining their seed, as crazy as that sounds, not only does their confidence and cognition skyrocket, but they actually can break free from these other addictions holding them hostage. Number two is going to be strength in the gym. Now, obviously, you guys have known from my fitness transformation, I'm probably one of the biggest testaments to this, but strength in the gym is highly noticeable. Now, I'm not saying you're going to put on, you know, an extra 10% of weight per lift, but I would say a good 2 to 3% per exercise. I would reckon even say on most of your barbell movements, you can probably gain 5+ pounds after you've retained for about 5 to 7 days. And what this is from is this is because your central nervous system is no longer taxed. You see, when you're constantly releasing, your central nervous system is very taxed because it's actually running out of juice. You have low S3X energy, which means as your vigor increases, your strength increases, this almost sends the body into some sort of primal mode. It's like, hey, we're not reproducing. We better maximize our strength, maximize our masculinity. So that way, when we interact with a female, we potentially are the strongest, most dominant versions of ourselves. I personally believe this is highly primal. This is highly biological. And what happens is your body knows when you're releasing versus when you're not. And when you're in a time of retention, these are the first two benefits you definitely will experience. Number three is going to be willpower. Like I've said many times in many other videos, fellas, everything in life is interlinked. And very rarely do I ever see a man completely just stop right at NoFap or right at retention. What I often see is he goes, how can I take this willpower that's actually very tough to use, but how can I use this to even level up other areas in my life? Frequently, I will see that man crush goals in the gym, within just usually 4 to 8 weeks, he looks completely different in his before and after pictures. His business starts to pick up and boom, or not only that, he finally finds his purpose and his ambition in life for something he wants to pursue, not just on a month-to-month basis, but actually on a year-to-year basis. And what he typically finds out about himself is that any previous uncomfortable spots he was in, where he would potentially just break and cave, whether that be into a past addiction, a past desire, a past pleasure that held him back, he was now actually to use more willpower, break through this uncomfortable spot, and prevail. Okay, this is very strength-driven, this is very strength-focused. Make no mistake that detaching from your pleasures is actually a very hard thing to do. Number four, this is my favorite out of all of them. I frequently see men take more risks. Risks in life that are more calculated, risks in life that are more calibrated, and risks in life that can actually potentially propel them forward. First off, I've seen men oftentimes become fearless. This can be when approaching a woman, this can be hitting a new gym PR, this can be just actually unlocking their personality and speaking how they want, being fluent in their speech, commanding the sort of presence that they need. This is all true, and not only that, they do this in a calibrated manner. I've even seen men who once previously had a stutter in their speech, all of a sudden they're smooth talking and they're fearless. These are just some of the hidden benefits I've noticed. For once, they are finally in their body, and they're no longer trapped in their head. You see, one of the biggest issues that men face as to why they cannot actually mature into the strong man they need to be is because they're constantly in their head. Was this the right risk? Was this the wrong risk? Should I approach the girl? Should I not approach the girl? Should I take this business opportunity? Should I not? What if I get burned? What if I get heartbroken? What if I get cheated on? What if this friend backstabs me? Like, when you're in your head, you can never unlock your full potential. When you're in your body, you can actually feel certain things the way you need to feel them. This comes from just a level of social calibration, actually breathing into your balls and being in the moment. Okay, number five is an actual crazy one. I've noticed less sleep. Less sleep, and not only that, vivid dreams. Sometimes these dreams can be S3-actual, but ultimately what I've noticed is men who typically require 8 to 9 hours of sleep usually are fully rejuvenated after about 6.5 to 7. And the biggest reason, once again, is just because they're not sluggish, right? Their CNS, their central nervous system, is sharp, it's recovered, it's repaired. And number six is finally comfort with the primal brain. Now, when you're in life, when you're in society today in 2021, your brain is constantly in this logical state or this society preconceived conditioning, preconceived notions. And the thing is the brain has to live within these rigid structures and boxes, even though we are all primal deep down. So what I've seen oftentimes is when men truly get comfortable with their primal brain, there's no longer approach anxiety, there's no longer uncomfortability around the opposite sex, things like that. They actually have better connection with women. And if it gets to the point where they're intimate, I've seen zero S3-actual anxiety. These are the six hidden secrets, the six hidden benefits that you will experience on NoFap if you have the willpower to stick this out. And you truly make this a lifestyle to live and not just a mechanism to get by. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button. I want you to comment and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.